Mother Goose, how do you do? Let me introduce my friends to you. When Mother Goose wants to wander, she flies through the air on a very fine gander. Fly with me then to olden times and sing along to my golden rhymes. So fly with me through the streets of town. We'll say hello to whoever's around.
Yeah, yeah.
A thrill, but tumbling down makes some nasty spill. Who's that maid sitting on a tuffet? Yes, it must be Little Miss Muffet.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away.
Well, those spiders can be scary. Look over yonder at a maid named Mary.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With cockle shells and silver bells and pretty maids all in a row.
Contrary Mary, better beware, because Georgie Porgy is right over there.
Georgie Porgy, pudding pie, kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away.
Not all the boys came out to play. There's Little Boy Blue asleep in the hay.
Little Boy Blue, come blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Where's the little boy that looks after the sheep? He's under the haystack, fast asleep.
Wake up, Little Boy Blue. Here come the children who live in the shoe.
There wasn't a woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread. She spanked them soundly and sent them to bed.
Sleep. Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and can't tell where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home, wagging their tails behind them.
Speaking of sheep, some like to go to school, but bringing a lamb is against the rule.
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow.
Jumping the candlestick. He must be nimble, he must be quick.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack jump over the candlestick.
Check out the egghead sitting on the wall. Humpty Dumpty, please don't fall.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
For Humpty, all the king's men superglued Humpty together again. But who's that lady in the pumpkin shell? A strange situation, but she looks quite well.
Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't keep her. Put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very well.
Supper time. What do I hear? Little Tommy Tucker hopes his supper will appear.
Little Tommy Tucker sang for his supper. What shall he eat?
White bread and butter.
How
How shall he cut it without any knife? How shall he marry without any wife?
Jack Sprat knows where it's at. Lean meat cut down on the fat.
Jack Sprat could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. And so between the two of them, they lick the platter clean.
Everybody's happy because they've all been fed. Now Wee Willie Winkie says it's time for bed.
Wee Willie Winkie runs through the town, upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown, rapping at the windows, crying through the lock. Are the children in their beds for and now it's 8 o'clock?
That goes for you, my little son John, and please don't leave your shoes and socks on.
Diddle diddle dumpling, my son John, went to bed with his stockings on. One shoe off and one shoe on. Diddle diddle dumpling, my son John.
Lark. Run to bed, children, before it gets dark. And any time you want to let loose, rap and rhyme to Mother Goose.
As Mother Goose wobbled out of sight, she said,
sweet dreams, good night.